You are now listening to Bodies by Design Radio with Trainer Fred and Coach Donovan, where we talk about all things fitness, nutrition, and the mindset of how it all applies to your busy life. For more, head over to bbdforlife.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 73 of Bodies by Design Radio. I am Trainer Fred with
Coach Donovan.
This is a very special podcast because it is going to be our last podcast for 2023. I can't believe this year is coming to an end, but it has been a year to remember, and we're definitely going to talk about that a little bit. Donovan and I are going to tell you about some of the highlights and the highs and the lows of our year and some of our wins and losses. And what we also want to make sure to talk about is what is the number one reason that most people miss their workouts during the holiday season. And definitely make sure you stay tuned for that, because it is something that we all share and we all can fix that as well too. So going into the 2023 year, there was a lot of goals, a lot of ambitious events that we wanted to take on. And I know Donovan and I had our own separate goals, and we kind of wanted to give you guys a overview of our personal journey in 2023 and let you guys hear what some of our highs and what our lows were, and just kind of let you guys know that, you know, we have goals, we try to shoot for them, and sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't. So Donovan, let's start with you. What were some of the highs and the lows of 23 for you, and how would you kind of grade 23 for Donovan Owens?
I guess I'll start overall with the grade. What's our system? What are we grading on? We're doing 1 to 10, 1 to 100? What are we doing?
The old school system, you know, A, B, C, D, F.
All right.
Minus, so, plus.
I'm going with the high A, just because it's just gratitude, man. So high A score. So let's start with the lows. The lows, it's really a tough one, just because the way I process everything through lessons. So the lowest point overall for the year would be, I mean, I think we share this, you know, you'll have to probably talk more about it, but going to a friend's funeral, you know, that was the biggest low that showed me how sensitive the every moment is that we have, you know, and a phone call you could get at any moment, or, you know, something in your life that can be, you know, affected at any moment. And, you know, the high from that low was just having this upgraded kind of sense of gratitude for the moments. So it was two pronged. You definitely never want to have to go to a funeral of a friend, especially, you know, a friend, you know, somebody's our age. Yeah. And the other side of that is I'm thankful for what it's brought into my life as far as slowing down a little bit and cherishing more of each moment. So that would be the low. That's the only one I can feel right now. As far as highlights, man, there's so many. One was doing two fitness competitions this year. And one of those being with my queen and, you know, having a great time with that. We plan on doing more of those. Another highlight was having two more grandkids this year. And that's, hey. Those are the two highest lights of the year. So little Chrome, who's now almost 3 months. And then baby Nyla, she's going to be 8 months. So yeah, those are two of the highs. And then having my parents move back to town because they moved to South Padre and thought they wanted to live on the ocean for a little while. And they did, just for a little while. That's what they did. And they sold their place down there and they're back here. And we got to spend Thanksgiving with them and have all the family around. And it was just exactly how we wanted to be. So they were really happy. We were happy to be hanging out with them again. So that was a high. Another high for a goal that I set for myself was to become really consistent at Muay Thai. And I did that and trained really consistently for 10 months straight. And at that 10 month mark, finally achieved my level 2 in Muay Thai, which is definitely not easy to do. It takes a lot of kicks, a lot of punches, a lot of skill learning and getting hit a lot. You know, there's a lot that goes into being able to achieve that. And there's so many more levels to go. So I'm looking forward to continuing that. That also, being on the Muay Thai journey, also sparked this idea in my mind that it's time for me to change the way that I train and change my body from being, you know, big and muscular as I was to losing some of that mass so that I can become more mobile, have my hips work better, just have my body move better and still be strong enough. And so I'm on that journey right now and it's been really rewarding. Changed up my nutrition quite a bit to kind of facilitate that. So yeah, man, so many. I could probably just keep going. You know, a lot of stuff we're going to share at our Christmas party coming up, but seeing my clients thrive this year and being able to spend time with them as they go on their journeys has been amazing. And I look forward to giving the awards out that we're going to give at the Christmas party. Yeah, man, that's having another year with you as a friend. I mean, if you look at the history, we're talking about what I got to do the math, but 30 plus years of friendship and being able to be in business together. And I'm just grateful for all of it. So A plus, man.
A plus. All right. For me, the death of Jamie was really, really the lowest point of 23 for me. So it couldn't have been any lower than that. But throughout all the lows, I always try to figure out, like, what can I get out of that? What lesson am I trying to learn, right? So I'll circle back around to that. And you know, a lot of people will be devastated by the death. But even though I was devastated by the death, I learned that we can die real easy. But living a good life is very difficult. And at that moment, I realized that I need to put in a lot more work into myself, into my family, into how I, the lack of how I've celebrated some of the things that I have achieved, and just realized that my presence in my family is a lot greater than I thought it was after I looked at his kids and saw that they're missing their dad and they'll miss their dad for the rest of their lives. So I took a lot out of that, but that really took a lot out of me. It was very difficult for me because we were the best of friends. We were roommates in college. We were just inseparable, and it was very difficult. However, the flip side of that is that I had an amazing 2023 and I experienced some things that just were really life-changing. But I'll tell you the most important things that are on my heart, which was I was able to celebrate both of my parents' birthdays again this year. And I don't take that for granted. I got to celebrate the birthday of my kids again. And I don't take that for granted. I got to celebrate my own birthday 2 days after my friend passed away. So it made me realize how alive I actually really was. Like, I had an opportunity, you know? And and we got to, as a family, we got to go to Turkey this year to go to my cousin's wedding. And that was so spectacular because I got to see family members I hadn't seen in 30 years. And it was just such an amazing reunion and celebration, and also to give my kids an opportunity to experience world culture, to eat different foods, to hear different languages, to see different people, to see that, you know, there are different ways that people live, and that works too. So just because you do it here, that doesn't mean this is the only way to do it. And winning the Festivus games with Morgan, and that was a really big thing. And I didn't share too much with it because it was kind of an emotional deal, but I dedicated the whole thing to my friend that passed away, or our friend that passed away. And I just felt his presence the whole time. You know, I could just hear him in my head that, like, you can go harder. Like, and I kind of just zoned out throughout the whole thing. And the results were far greater than I thought. And there was 420 teams that competed in our division, and we placed first out of 420 teams. And that was probably one of the biggest wins I've ever had in any kind of sporting events. So that was really, really cool to know that I can still do that at this age, and I can always recommit myself and set different goals. And the amazing hikes, you know how much I love the mountains. You know, I got a chance to go to the Smoky Mountains. I got a chance to go to Big Bend National Park with my brother. And it was just, there's just so many, many great highlights. You know, we've made a lot of new friends and reconnected with some old ones. And overall, it's just been such a wonderful thing. And having Bodies by Design be operable at a high level, and having another year with the amazing people that are trusting us with their health for all the years that they've been, or all the new people that have come in. So I just have realized that I just don't take anything for granted. And I just love the process to get to a goal. And that's one thing that we can talk about when we talk about the number one factor that's causing people that they're not making their workouts. But I've just fallen in love with the process of things. You know, people set goals, like, you know, we're having our milestone meetings with our clients, and they set goals like, I need to do better with nutrition. I need to do better with sleep. I need to do better with this. And as I listen to them, I realize that this is such a goal-oriented country, to where it's like, it's always about goals, 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 goals. And most people always end up disappointed because they don't reach their goal. And I feel like I found that answer for me, and I'm kind of sharing that with the clients as well too, that it's not so much the goal that you're going after, is that you have to fall in love with the process that gets you to that goal. And that's been the biggest realization for me in 23. Is, yes, we went to the competition, and yes, we won, but only Morgan and I know what we did 12 weeks before that to get up to that point. And that relationship that I made with Morgan, and that relationship that I made even with myself, proving myself that I could do that again, was so amazing, because the end result was the winning of the competition, but the camaraderie, the build. I mean, think about it. What do you miss about football? What do you miss about high school football? What do you miss about it? It's never the game. No one ever says, I miss walking out there and scoring touchdowns. No one ever says that. It's always about the bus rides. It's always about the locker room chat. It's always about the bantering. It's all about the friends. It's all about the joking. It's all about the workouts in the weight room. It's all the things that you share with someone to get to that point. And I think a lot of our clients kind of miss that mark, because they're just setting goals, but they're not falling in love with the process of what it takes to get to that goal. And that's been my biggest realization this year, and I'm so grateful for that. And I don't know if it was because of Jamie's death that I've just woken up, and I think I may have shared it with you, or I shared it with Martha, but I felt like I've been sleepwalking for a very long time. Like, everything's been going great, but it was just like on autopilot. You know, you put your car on autopilot, you're not, you know, you're just looking at the road, and the car is just doing its own thing. And I feel like I've taken control back of the car and the speed that I want to go to certain things, whether I want to slow down or whether I want to speed up. And maybe it was his death that really kind of jolted me, but I am very grateful for his life, for my friendship with him. And I love the fact that even in his passing and in his absence, I'm still able to really get a lot from him and put it into my life so I can make other people's lives better.
Mm. Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. That's definitely a highlight year right there in so many ways. So, yeah, I know you mentioned milestone meetings and we wanted to touch on those really quick. And maybe like our number one thing that we're getting out of the milestone meetings that we're having with our clients right now. And for me, the number one thing that I'm getting is it's really important to recognize your own victories. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because in talking to my clients, there's a series of questions that I ask them to go through a process to have them think about their year. And one of the questions is, what are your struggles? The other question is, what are your victories over the last 90 days? There's, with 95% of them, there's more writing done on the struggles, right? The struggles are easy to recognize. Here's what's hard. Here's what I don't like. Here's what's going on right now. And then when you get to the victories, there's like this pause, like, not really sure what the victories were. Or there's one or two when there was 10 struggles that were listed. And I'm not saying either one is right or wrong. What I'm doing is holding up a mirror and offering perspective, right? We are the only ones who exist with ourselves all day long, 24/7, 365. And shouldn't it be important that we take care of ourselves with the self-love that we would want, that we would give to a friend, right? The same love that we would give to somebody that we really care about, a family member, a husband, a wife, because we have to take care of ourselves. And that means that you are conscious and recognize the victories that you have, no matter how big or small they might be. So that's the biggest lesson that I'm taking. And what I would offer to anybody listening to this is, what victories have you had? And understand that you 100% played a role in that victory, and you deserve the credit for the work that you did to earn that victory. And if that victory brings you joy, do more of what brought that on. So that's my number one lesson right now. What about you, man?
Yeah, I continuously keep getting the nutrition, and that right there to me is very difficult to fix for anyone unless they really want to fix it for themselves. Because I always say somebody's tongue and somebody's like choice of food is such an intimate thing that you cannot tell someone to go do something, because certain foods taste different ways, certain textures, certain things remind people of certain things. But again, my biggest advice to them is like, you got to break things down in very small bites. All of it. And I'm not talking about the food thing. I'm talking about like the whole nutrition thing. When people say nutrition, when the clients come in and they say nutrition, I'll say, you know, what parts of it are you struggling with? Oh, the preparation, this. But they don't know how much protein they're taking in. They don't know how much carbs they're taking in. They don't know how much fats they're taking in. And most of the folks that I'm talking to right now, I'm just telling them to just focus on their protein only. And to figure out what kind, you know, how much protein are they really taking in, and then go to the next thing, and then go to the next thing. I've just seen it, and it's very discouraging when you try to set really big goals and then you can't achieve them. And the number one reason for that is like, we're just not taking the small steps necessary in order to make that happen. And that has been my struggle in the past too. And instead of taking really extremely big steps, I'm taking very small steps, and then making relationships with that step to see if I want that step to be in my life for the rest of my life. And if I don't, then I change it. So it's all a matter of time management, making sure you're taking the time to take care of yourself nutritionally, because it is very difficult. It's very difficult in the US when you're tempted every, you know, quarter mile, there's a fast food restaurant that you're passing. It's really tempting with all the sweets, with all the stuff that's all around us. And, you know, this country has a good way of making you feel like that there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you because you like those things. Well, it's shoved in your face on a daily basis more than you know. So I always say, have some grace, be kind to yourself, and take small steps. And if we can do that, a lot of the problems that we're seeing can be dealt with. But unfortunately, nutrition has always been like the biggest struggle with everyone that I've spoken to. And it just goes back to reverse engineering it and just doing it very small at a time, small amount of elimination. Don't go on crazy diets right away. And just be kind to yourself. You know, the lack of kindness kind of goes with what you said, with the lack of celebration of victories. You got to be kind to yourself. If you're not kind to yourself, you cannot expect other people to be kind to you.
Yes. And speaking of struggles, that kind of leads to the main topic on today's podcast episode, which we're going to get right into right now. So not only do people struggle with nutrition most of their lives, during this time of year, the holiday season, one of the biggest struggles becomes staying consistent with your workouts. So most people are missing workouts, and we've identified one main reason why that happens, right? And it's normal to exercise less this time of year for most people. Most will blame this on like holiday activities and other things they have to get taken care of, right? The parties, the shopping, the baking, the wrapping, whatever it is you have to do. And while it's true that most people are busier at this time of year, that's not why you're not working out, right? You've been just as busy in the past and you've managed to keep your workouts consistent. I think, you know, from what we've talked about, Fred, it becomes kind of this this thing that you hear everybody else say, well, you're super busy this time of year, and it becomes like this excuse and this topic that people talk about. Well, this is why I'm missing stuff. But what is it really, right? Why do you skip your workouts? And there's one key thing that we've identified that may wrap all the other things that you're thinking about up in one pretty bow, pun intended. All right.
Yeah.
So that one thing is, hit us with it, Fred. What is it?
It's stress.
Stress.
The stress is absolutely real this time of the year. You got obligations, you got expectations. They're coming at you from every angle. And somehow you're supposed to juggle it all with a smile on your face. I mean, that's kind of like what we're going through right now. We're adopting families. We're trying to put the Christmas party together. We're trying to meet with all of our clients at the same time. And we're running sessions at the same time. I mean, and guess what? Everyone's expecting that smile on your face, and you better have a good attitude about it. But down deep inside, we can get stressed out, right? And it's a setup for, you know, mismanaged stress, that could wreak havoc on your health and your routine on a daily basis. I know for me, I've had to be real conscious about my own workouts and really make hard times, because man, time just flies during this last 2 weeks of our Bodies by Design year. So mismanaged stress will lead to overeating, overdrinking, headaches, weight gain, anxiety, fatigue, and definitely trouble sleeping. So all that is overwhelming make it ideal to, you know, it's not so ideal, you know, heading to the gym for a workout. It just doesn't feel very appealing. You're not thinking, you know what, I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to go to the gym, especially when the other options is to get another hour of sleep. So the question for you is, how will you better manage your holiday stress?
Yeah, that's a big question. Another question, right? Will you continue to allow stress to increase your calories and rob your workouts over the next couple of weeks? Because you still have time, y'all. A lot of people, right, have thrown in the towel already and say, oh, I'll just start over in 2024. Don't do that. You have so much time. A couple weeks is enough time to start making some small progress. You can make some switches today that'll have you at least psychologically start to feel better, because you know you're doing valuable things for yourself. So will you be heavier or more exhausted as you ring in the new year because you just keep going with, you know, labeling stress as the reason why you're not doing what you need to do? Or will you combat the stress in the most proactive and effective way by actually doing your workouts? Right? Because it's this counterintuitive thing that happens, like, oh, I'm not going to do my workouts because I have so many things to do. My schedule's too tight. But because you went and did your workouts, it makes it easier to do all the other things because you feel better, right? A good workout gets the blood pumping and releases the happy hormones. A good workout makes you more likely to eat healthier. A good workout makes you sleep deeper and more restfully. A good workout is the way to feel that burst of natural energy. So all the reasons why you may not be working out, just remember that there's a powerful opposite and a reason why the workout's valuable for you. And it's that feeling that you chase at the end of the workout that you just have to make it to. All right. Get your shoes on, drive the car, get to the gym, show up and do the thing. And you will never leave the gym saying, I wish I hadn't done that. So if you're having a hard time finding motivation to work out by yourself, find a partner. You can have a conversation with somebody today and you can be working out tomorrow. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Maybe it's going to take a walk, or maybe y'all commit to doing 100 squats together, whatever. Pick something that you can reach toward as a healthy goal for the rest of the year, because 3 weeks, or what do we have left? Like 2.5, 3 weeks is a long time to make some progress. So highest advice, don't wait until the new year. Take action right now. That's the key. And there's lots of different ways you can do that. You know, there's something you've done in the past that worked for you. Just start doing that again.
Yeah. Well, and the last piece of advice for 2023 for anyone that's listening is to take out a piece of paper, draw a line right down the middle, and do kind of exactly what Donovan and I did today, is write down all your victories, write down all the good things that happened to you, and write down some of the things that were the low points, and figure out what you can do to make 2024 better and not just let it be another year on autopilot. Don't wait until some tragedy happens for you to wake up. You can really make a shift in your life in a very short period of time, and you can really, really start benefiting from those steps. So fall in love with the process, do the work. You will get the results that you're going after.
Definitely, y'all. And that right there is where we end this year of podcast with you. We appreciate your attention. We appreciate y'all, all the shares and forwarding this stuff along to your friends and your family. Do the same thing with this episode. And we look forward to coming back in 2024 and lighten up the airways with some new content for you. And we hope you have an amazing Christmas. Enjoy your new year. And we look forward to hanging out with you in 2024.
Awesome, guys. Have a happy new year, and we'll see y'all in 2024.
Peace. For more from Bodies by Design, please head over to bbdforlife.com. If this show was valuable to you, please share it out. There's someone that needs this message right now. Also, please head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. When you do this, it helps us climb the iTunes charts, reach more people, and impact the next life. We appreciate you tuning in, and we're committed to keep bringing you more great content that, when applied, has the power to change your life.